In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The 10th verse of Psalm 118 is, "With my whole heart have I sought after thee, cast me not away from thy commandments." Let's parse this prayer by the prophet. With my whole heart. The heart is the seat of the soul. The heart is where we communicate with God. The Lord has spoken about the heart many, many times, both in the New and in the Old Testament. He has said before, "Give me your heart. My son, give me thine heart. Let thine eyes observe my ways," in Proverbs. So it is critical that we cultivate communion with God in our heart. Now, "with my whole heart" should sound similar to you, to the greatest commandment, right? Love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and all thy soul and all thy might. So basically, the prophet is saying that he wishes to fulfill the greatest commandment. Then he says, "Cast me not away from thy commandments." Would our Lord cast us away from himself? The prophet is speaking hyperbolically. He's speaking with fear, because the person who loves God with all his heart desires to never in any way, even in the smallest way, displease the Lord. Not that the Lord would cast him out, but because he loves the Lord and wants always to please him. The fear of the Lord is to be afraid of displeasing the Lord, not to be afraid of being executed by the Lord or punished by the Lord, but the desire to live up to what the Lord has given us, to show ourselves worthy of the love he has given us and of the regeneration that he has given us through his Son. So he speaks hyperbolically, "Cast me not away from thy commandments." He's not saying really that he expects the Lord to throw him away. But there is a time when a person is, shall we say, cast away. Not that the Lord cast him away, but the person throws himself away from the commandments. And by the way, the commandments are used here, just like they are in most of this psalm, not to refer to things that you must do or not do. Thy commandments means thyself, to be with God. He's saying, "Cast me not away from thee." Because to know the Lord's commandments is to know him, which is means to be with him and in him. So the commandments are not being used in an absolute sense of things. They are referring to God himself. Now, a person can be cast away from the commandments, but he will do the casting. Pharaoh hardened his heart. He was not going to repent. After all those plagues and reneging on the last promise that he made to the Jewish children, he was not going to repent. So he had been fully cast away from the commandments, that is, from God, because of his own sin. He cast himself away. Judas did the same thing. Does anyone really believe that the Lord would not have received Judas's repentance? Of course he would have. But Judas, because he had fallen so far from God, when he was sorry, he didn't really repent. Instead, he killed himself. So he was cast away from the commandments. Julian the Apostate's another example. He was formerly a Christian, but he had a desire to be emperor and to do anything possible to become emperor. And so he came to a point where he was not capable of repenting anymore, and he died in a terrible death, a shameful death. So the prophet is saying, "With my whole heart have I sought after thee," and speaking hyperbolically, "Let it be not so that I would do anything that would estrange me from thee." But he's also saying something that's not true. We say a lot of things that are not true in our prayers, All the time. Because we are speaking, they're not true if you read them in their exact sense. But if you read their intent, they are true. So the exact syntactical sense of this prayer is, with my whole heart I've sought after thee. I've done everything. I've done all these commandments. What more should I do? Like the man who came to Jesus and asked, what should he do for salvation? Well, none of us would be able to say we have sought after the Lord with our whole heart. That's not true. But do we want to? That's what the prophet is saying. He wants to seek after the Lord with his whole heart. And that's the way I read it when I read this psalm. And as I have said to you, I read this psalm daily, and you should read it too. Even if you read only one stasis a day, there's three stasis in the psalm. It's very, very beneficial. It's a plea to the Lord to help, to seek him with our whole heart. And indeed, if we have this plea, he will answer it. Absolutely. In Deuteronomy, it says, for if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and all thy soul. So indeed, God has promised that if we seek him, we will find him. The question is, how much are we seeking him? This is why I think it's important to read psalms like this often. Because we read a psalm like this and we realize we're liars. That's why one of my favorite psalms is the psalm at the beginning for the preparation for communion. I think it's 115. I said all men are liars. We are all liars. We say we love God, but we don't, not fully. We say we love our brother, and yet we say things terrible against them and think terrible things against them. So we're liars. But if we're Christians, we don't want to be liars. We want to seek after the Lord with our whole heart. And so these prayers, which are spoken in absolute terms, become a plea to the Lord to help us to fulfill the terms that we are speaking of. And he will certainly help us. Now, on the other side of the coin of seeking the Lord with the whole heart, it is to not seek him, but to seek him only partially, in a lukewarm way. We know what happened to those in Laodicea because of their lukewarmness. The Lord said he would spew them out of his mouth. There's a lot of Christians that will be spewed out of the Lord's mouth. We cannot be lukewarm. It has to be all or nothing. Now that is in our desire, our intent. How good we actually do, the Lord will help us to become better. But if your desire is not to follow the Lord with all your heart, you're in grave danger. Grave danger. And I have found for myself, and I think it's true for most other people, I would be surprised if it wasn't true for everyone, except for maybe just a very few people that are extremely blessed. We need to remind ourselves continually of the Lord's commandments, and we need to continually teach ourselves to seek after him. We need to cultivate this feeling. That's why we should be reading this psalm, why we should be reading the Gospels, saying the Jesus Prayer, because we need to remind ourselves so that we can say a prayer like this, with my whole heart have I sought after thee, and not tremble and feel that we are liars. God will help us. Excuse me. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said that where our treasure is, there is our heart. So we must cultivate in our heart to follow the Lord wholly and completely. God will help us. It is a certain thing. He has promised. If we seek the Lord with our whole heart, we will find him. It will happen. Now, it might be a little bit ugly in between. The things that happen in between us seeking him and finding him, there'll be falls. There might be great falls. But if the constant in your life is that you desire to find the Lord, then you will find him. But you have to act upon that desire. Because otherwise it's not really a desire, it's just a wishful thinking. It's like, I wish I was a millionaire. Well, you can wish you're a millionaire, but if you don't do anything, you're still going to be poor. You got to do something. Build a business, do something. Dedicate yourself to some craft, and perhaps you become a millionaire. But you won't become it just by wishing. We cannot just wish that we would know the Lord. We have to struggle for it. Now, we'll fall all the time. And the Lord will always pick us up. But we must struggle. That's what this Psalm verse is saying. So, brothers and sisters, let us beg the Lord when we say this Psalm. Let us beg Him that what we say would not be a lie, that it would become the truth in our life. That when we say, with my whole heart have I sought after thee, it would be describing our life. May it be so. And may God grant you to find him and as you seek after him. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace for and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.